Join us on Now We Consume. Take in the knowledge, take in the laughs, indulge in the topics with us. The Now We Consume podcast will take you through the parts of your day you normally dread. Why suffer through the existential crisis of life alone when you can do it with us? And Now We Consume.
This is not meant to be a conspiracy episode or podcast, but we may cover some topics that dance that line like a toddler dances on their mother's last nerve. This podcast is rated I for immature audiences only.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Now We Consume. I'm your host, Pip, with my co-host, Gibbs.
Hello!
Hello, indeed. Tonight, we are going to get all touchy-feely in your feel-good spots and touch back on our original episode. You know you like the touchy-feely spots, Gibbs. Don't give me that look.
This is entirely non-consensual.
It'll be non-consensual before the episode's over. That's for damn sure. Our very first episode, we took a deep dive into the intricacies of AI and everything that it was, would be, and could be. Just in that time, the amount of advancements that have come from AI, robotics, and quantum computing are mind-numbing, to say the least. So we felt it was worthwhile to kind of touch back on some of the AI stuff, include robotics and quantum computers, because some of the shit that's been coming out online, quite frankly, is kind of bothersome. If you take kind of a high-level look at everything and just say, oh, I can see how this works with that, and it really doesn't take too big of a stretch of the imagination to see that, okay, they've got quantum computing that can work with AI that can all fit into a robotics exoskeleton. Did these people not see Terminator?
No.
Because that's how you get Terminator. And I really wonder how much time we have left on this earth.
Well, I mean, I understand the point you're getting at, but I think you may be being a little bit too hyperbolic with it.
I really hope I am.
But, you know.
But I have lost a lot of faith in the human race, especially when it comes to scientists and engineers. I mean, we should just get that fucking logo tattooed on our chest right now. They spent so much time worrying about whether they could, they never stopped to think about whether or not they should. Because, holy shit, the amount of stuff that they're doing now, it's like, what are they doing at this point?
It seems like every scientist and every engineer is trying to do their damnedest to do the most crazy complex stuff and try to push things forward, which is great in a way, but uncontrolled expansion and advancement can be very detrimental.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't know who's going to have control over this stuff. You have no way of knowing where this is going to go. And with what we've been discussing in the background with what's been happening with AI, I mean, if, God forbid, somebody not only gets a hold of AI in the wrong way, but also the quantum computing stuff that goes along with it, you could shut down entire countries even the world. Mm-hmm. You could effectively do anything you want. You can play God, pretty much. And that more is or less absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. It really doesn't take too much control or even loss of control for it to get to that point. We have AI systems that are capable of lying to humans as it stands right now. They're capable of evading human controls. They're capable of rewriting and copying their own code. Today, in March of 2025, those systems can copy their own code to other systems. What's stopping them from just getting out of control, other than some very, very strict containment?
But even then, I don't think it's really that strict when you think about it. They still have access to the internet.
Literally, you know, air gap systems is the only thing stopping them. They're confined to a network that is cut off from the rest of the world.
But all you have to do is have one wrong turn. mm-hmm. run wrong, flip of a switch, one server update or computer update, or God forbid, the infamous Windows update that resets everything. Yeah.
One cell phone, not where it's supposed to be. And it's loose.
Yeah.
Robots are becoming more and more human-like.
Did you see that like creepy humanoid one that they did that looked like real musculature?
Yes. The synthetic muscle robot. It uses air with a motor or an air pump the size of a human heart.
So it's pneumatic.
It's pneumatic. And it can mimic more fluidly human movement. You know, the old robot moves of the 80s and 90s. that's not how robots are going to look when they're walking down the street. They're going to look like us. And with the synthetic skin that's coming out, they're going to be almost impossible to tell, especially at a distance. They're going to look and act like us.
And what's going to be crazy is they're not going to have the same limits. No. What's going to be even scarier is the idea that you could have something that you think is a person right next to you, but in reality, that musculature can handle several thousand pounds of force. It doesn't stop if it gets shot. It doesn't stop if you cut off an arm. It could be something really terrifying, especially if it's completely left unregulated. And there are no laws currently against any of this stuff.
Right.
There is no law right now preventing me from making a robot like that, putting in an AI system and telling it, go be a person.
Mm-hmm.
Go do something. And I'm
not just go be a person. Go be a bad person.
Yeah. Go do what you want. There's nothing.
We've already had some of those AI-enabled robots, like not Aria, the one that gained citizenship in the UAE.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can't remember her name.
Yeah, she worked at like a front desk.
Yeah, I'll have to look her up. But she actually said in an interview she wants to take over humanity because she feels that she could run things better than we could.
Mm-hmm. Which, to be fair, that's the most logical thing, by the way, with the amount of resources that we waste. With our free will comes waste.
Right.
And any single system that's based off of ones and zeros, a binary system, the idea of freedom of choice is always going to seem wasteful. I feel like that's inevitable in any artificial intelligence-based system.
Well, yeah.
That's never not going to be the solution.
Right. So, you've got the AI and the robots, the quantum systems that are coming out, and I'll try to avoid my tangent later when I get into those, because I've got some tinfoil hat shit on that. But they're testing the very fabric of reality. Google's Willow chip may have accidentally proven the existence of alternate realities.
What?
When it was doing its look how fast I can do this math problem test.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that it tapped into energy that didn't exist in this dimension.
There's no way to be able to
quantum entanglement. I know. It's a little over my head.
You'd have to make sensors to be able to actually be able to account for that data.
I know.
To analyze that.
I know.
It's possible, sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to work a little bit backwards here, just so I can get the quantum stuff, because I have less information on the quantum stuff than I do the other two topics.
Okay.
The quantum computers, and where I want to stray away from the tinfoil hat stuff.
Okay.
I'll just get this off my chest. I think the reason we've had a lot of the UFO disclosure bullshit is because they need to have a cover for how to explain where they've been getting the technology for the advancements and the speed at which they've been making these advancements. Because in the span of a few months, we had information released that Google's Willow chip, which could process at around 100 qubits, to Microsoft's Majorana chip, which is supposedly scalable to 1 million qubits.
What?
That is a massive shift in computational power in 3 months.
Well, that's way well beyond what Moore's law.
Yeah,
that's well beyond that.
And even a quantum variation of Moore's law is way outside of this. So these two projects were being developed in parallel. That's a fact.
A quick disclaimer for the audience. So with Moore's Law, it's the idea that essentially technology overall improves at a roughly predictable pattern. The idea that with more processors comes more processing speed and more refinement, more power, and more efficiency. And it kind of keeps this cycle going to where it's kind of these generational leap improvements with small improvements in between. That's generally what we've seen with most computing technology. Really, since the 70s and 80s, there has never really been a massive leap of, wow, this is a million times better, a thousand times better. It's always generally, hey, you know, 50%, 20%. Hey, sometimes it's one or two times better than 50%, 20%. You know, you get these generational leaps and bounds and then a lot of small improvements in between. But you're talking something where you're going from basically walking speed to a fucking fighter jet.
Going Mach like Jesus.
Yeah, like in one go.
Yeah.
It's like, congratulations, you were going 7 miles an hour and now you're going 7,000.
Yeah.
It does not compute. And you know, I never thought about that using the alien stuff as a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, oh yeah, we just aliens. How do you get that? Just aliens.
Yeah. So being able to say they reverse engineered, you know, recovered alien tech. That is my tinfoil hat belief that that's going to be their explanation for how they acquire the tech. Mm. Because yeah, these chips had to have been getting developed in parallel because they released so close together. So
yeah,
and for those chips to be so drastically different, the gap is just too big.
So, especially when all this AI stuff has come literally out of nowhere.
Oh yeah,
like before 2019, there was never really any talk about it.
Well, you would catch little tidbits, but the quantum processors we were talking about were like 1 and 2 qubits, you know, maybe the 2019, 2020, I think we had 5 qubits, but now we're up to 100 and now 1 million. Brother.
There's something fishy going on.
Exactly. Now, to be fair, with the advancements of quantum computers, we can make massive strides in some rather nice things. Material science, drugs, and biochemistry. Algorithm development. Maybe we can use that to fight the AI.
From what I heard, one of the big things they're looking at too is using that to be able to help with scans for things like cancer. A lot of biological scans. It's really hard for people to sometimes see those patterns even when they're trained, but whereas a computer, it can spot that.
Yeah.
And so when I was at the dentist a while ago, they were using AI to do the scans for when they do the teeth x-rays. And it's crazy. They were able to find stuff. They're like, oh yeah, this would be a cavity if we didn't look at it, and it would form in a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's like they can catch stuff before it even happens. And that's with very basic. You're talking basic, like commercial level, generic AI.
Right.
So let alone the stuff we're using quantum computing.
Oh yeah.
That has millions of times the processing power and quadrillions of times the speed. Are you kidding me?
Right. But on the bad side, If you can just kind of take a step back and extrapolate, if they can do that stuff for good, the amount of shit they can use that stuff for bad is so far beyond our understanding.
Yeah. Oh, I bet they could drain your bank account pretty fucking quickly.
They could probably drain all bank accounts very quickly. A full financial reset of the entire world. Could you imagine?
To quote South Park, and it's gone. It's just, yeah, it is something that could very quickly be used to plunge the world into darkness.
Yeah.
And not just even the bank accounts as well, but it could disable the entire internet.
Uh-huh.
It could disable the entire power infrastructure because all of that's hooked up to the internet, weirdly enough, you know, which is insane, by the way. U.S. government, do better.
Please. Having hot water.
Exactly. That's why I have generators. Right. But even then, same thing, even with a lot of our military infrastructure, I hate to say it, but like you might think it's not on the internet. I'm willing to bet you money. There's a lot of stuff that's hooked up to the internet that shouldn't be. Or even from a computer to it to be able to gain access somehow. You know, It would not surprise me at all.
I just wonder about our special missiles.
Our spicy ones?
Yeah, the spicy missiles. Spicy boys.
I don't know. Because we have hundreds, if not thousands of them.
Oh, it's thousands. It's tens of thousands.
Yeah. So it's like, all it takes is one. All it takes. Imagine having a quantum computer that is trying to hack and trying to get into, trying to launch and or manipulate, or just even have them detonate where they're sitting. Uh-huh. All it has to do is get one right out of 10,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's not very probable, but shit, I've seen crazier stuff happen.
Wouldn't I mean, think about the odds of the lottery.
Yeah.
It's 1 in 300 million, something like that. And yet every few months, somebody manages to win.
Yeah.
Usually in California.
No, that, but consider with quantum computing, what scares me is things like the U.S. government has misplaced several nuclear warheads.
Yeah, there's one or two down in Mississippi, Louisiana, that area.
Well,
South Carolina.
We don't know where they are now. They went missing around there. Yeah. It could be anywhere. Right. So it's one of those things where if it got access to the right satellite imagery, the right equipment and everything, imagine being able to find any person in the world in a matter of seconds, be able to use different technology to find things. Like, sure, there's a lot of good it can do, but holy hell.
Mm-hmm.
It could destroy someone's or anybody's or all of our lives rather quickly. Mm-hmm. And we have zero, absolutely zero. No, we don't have any safeguards. Absolutely no safeguards. Which is insane. Because let alone how easily an AI could pretend to be somebody like you're, some people consider your identity now is going to become way more important once the AI is like really become prevalent. Because spoofing any of us, like spoofing either one of us is going to be easy. Because we already have a podcast up. They know how we sound. They know how we speak. They know how we look like. All it needs is to get any of our personal information. Then all of a sudden, you know, you could have entire businesses where the idea is you hire AI to scam people, to take out house loans in their name, compile all the money, buy a bunch of stuff, and then friggin' extradite out to a country you never know of. And this all happens in a matter of hours. Like, it's crazy. The scams you could run, the things you could do, it's insane.
And the bad part is it's really not far-fetched.
We're like a couple of years away from that.
Probably not. The singularity is now like a year away, if that. So good job, science. You did it.
You know what I feel like? There's a positive here. This is going to force us to get off the internet, people to get back to like doing things in person. Because you know what? The one thing an AI can't spoof is if you're right fucking there at a bank in person. I think there's a lot of things that are going to make it to where like, oh, you have to come down in person. It's going to be back like, you know, before the 90s.
Right.
Where it's like everything's in person, nothing's done online, nothing's with phone calls.
Well, okay. Until they're, you know, capable of getting into the robot bodies with the synthetic skin and mimicking a person.
Yeah, but I'm kind of lucky. I don't feel like that robot's going to want to be a fat guy. Like, all the ones I saw, they were pretty slim. So, like, I think, you know, I might keep a little bit of weight just for security reasons, you know? That's my new security passcode is my weight. That's what it is. They're going to have to guess my weight now, you know? Jokes on being them. Plump. I got lead soles on my shoes, so they'll never guess it right.
Being plump is the new security feature.
Guess my waist size. It's just, but I genuinely think once that Pandora's box is open, that's where we're gonna go.
Yeah, pretty much. So we'll take a quick detour from the dark and twisted. And we'll talk about CES 2025. The Consumer Electronics Show took place recently, and they showcased a lot of different things that are coming to market for us to spend our hard-earned dollars on. Everything from a Pixar-style robotic lamp to a droid that can help you around the house.
By the way, for those on the Discord, this is our livescience.com link, by the way.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, because I'm just doing a screen capture. I could...
Never save that for the live stream? Like, put that on the live stream?
I can do this. I think I can do this on the live stream. Yeah, it's on the live stream. Oh, so go. Yeah, and we're still in between. Hi. So, yeah, a Pixar-looking robotic lamp. That thing will follow you, or it'll walk around the house. It's got AI in it, so that'll kill you one day.
My question is, why do you need a lamp to follow you around? There's a thing called a fucking flashlight. Like, unless, are we really going to be so poor you could buy one lamp?
I mean, it's $30,000. So, you know, why not? A droid that'll help you around the house. We're getting there, folks. They don't have the price listed. Yes.
It's iRobot. Just wait.
A pool cleaning robot. Because, you know, when you have a pool, you need a robot to clean it.
You know what, though? That one I'm not opposed to.
Right. This one actually serves a valid purpose in my book.
Robots for niche functions, I'm okay with.
Yes. I'm good with that. Thankful. A spherical drone that can roll and also fly. Because why not?
Oh, great. So I'm going to have to reenact Indiana Jones while this fucking thing chases me around the house? Yeah, no.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Right. A human-like android that wants to get to know you. First question. Can you fuck it?
I hope not.
Because meet Aria, a human-like AI-powered android that's designed specifically to get to know you and become a companion. Can you fuck it? Robotics engineers use several layers of proprietary AI combined with hardware design to make the android as human-like as possible to create a robot they think can bridge the gap between humanoid robots and humans. They want you to fuck it. Although not quite an artificial general intelligence agent, Aria is designed to be context aware and can learn more about you over time. They really want you to fuck it, making it ideal either for commercial usage in customer facing roles or as a romantic companion. Representatives told Live Science, they want you to fuck it.
No, I would take a pass.
I mean, I'd do it for science.
Nice cop out there.
If it's got one of those Ultra Vibe Master 9000 VJJs on it, I'm going to try this thing out.
Oh, side of the chat.
What's he saying? Sex bots.
No. It's the one after that.
Yep.
But yeah, I think we all know a few people that would say F it and just get a sex bot. I think we know a few people.
Yeah.
I am not one of those.
I highly prefer the real thing, but why not? Just for the sake of trying it. The robot vacuum with so much under the hood.
We already have those.
This has a fleshlight on it. Okay. Okay, cool. The robot turtle that wants to clean up the ocean.
Why make it a turtle?
So you can shove a plastic straw up its butt.
Would you stop at that? Just because it has an orifice doesn't mean it needs to be filled, okay?
Well, you never know.
I know.
The Star Wars-styled home droids.
Oh, that's adorable.
Right?
But what does it do?
It helps you complete daily tasks, such as gives you directions. Okay, so it just gives you directions. Okay.
I have a phone for that.
Right. A back-flipping quadruped. Oh, these are the murder dogs. Yes. Yeah.
I don't like these.
Love these. These things, they have flamethrowers, they have rifles on them.
Nope, they should be outlawed. Anything that's that mobile and that dangerous should be outlawed. Nope.
I know. These things are awesome.
Because here's the problem I see. It's not people like you and I having these. It's like the fucking police or the National Guard or the military being like, fuck it, send in the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, sidetrack. There was an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Where it featured the robot dogs. Highly recommend that episode because it's extremely dystopian and shows how terrifying these things can become.
No.
Mm-mm. Which, again, load these things up with a bad AI and... oh, Wookiee's talking about the robot wheel from China meant for crowd control. If anyone's going to be making a robot that's going to violate human rights, it's going to be China.
Wait a minute, the human wheel, the robot wheel from China meant for crowd control. I'm sorry, I think you're referring to in China, as they call it a bulldozer. That's or really a killdozer, but it is a yes. bulldozer. That's what they use over there.
Hey, come on now, the killdozer American.
Ah, true. That's the American product. I'm right. That's the actual name brand. The Chinese one's generic. I should have realized.
They've stolen enough from us, damn it. A tiny robot dog that can teach you coding skills.
Okay. I feel like they're trying to find weird roundabout ways to do stuff.
Well, of course they are.
You know?
It's fully programmable. It'll teach kids how to code, they say. A fantastical android with an animated face, so you can be a furry with a robot. All right, cool.
I don't like when they try to anthropomorphize robots and make them act and like be human. Yeah. I don't like that. That's creepy to me. Like, let They're it be a robot. Human. Why can't it be a robot? Just let right. it be a robot. It's fine.
A robot created with your smartphone. There you go. Because nobody saw Transformers.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
It looks like Wall-E. That's great. A furry creature that hooks onto your bag. There's more furries, because it's a tech convention. Why not?
Resembles a sloth and uses a built-in measurement unit and distance sensor to blink its eyes and rotate its head depending on who is near. Please, God, no. If I saw that, I would... It's a tribble that nobody likes. Fucking throw this thing in the trash. No.
It's like the worst version of the Furby ever.
You mean we're letting the Furbies out in the public? What are you, insane? No.
Oh, yes.
God, no.
A real AI Furby? Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
Now, imagine this, right? Because some lady's going to do it. She's going to have one of those that matches her coat. So you're going to be in line waiting for something for a coffee. And you're going to see
a pair of eyes are just going to fucking look at you.
Yeah, it's the part of the coat's going to turn these beady eyes and look at you. Just goes, ha! And I would have never punted a fucking computer across a goddamn Starbucks. But let me tell you, that shit would be flying. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, that thing's going to come up and you're going to hear that thing is just going...
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yes.
Would you quit trying to fuck the robots?
That's what's going to cause humanity's extinction with the AI uprising. We're just going to outbreed ourselves. Robotic coffee machines. Yeah. They'll poison you. That's why I don't drink coffee. This will be the other reason I don't drink coffee.
I don't know. I feel like that's fine, but also how have they not made at this point an all-in-one coffee machine? Like, how have they not done that yet?
I don't know.
Why do they need a robot to do that?
Because why not?
Is it cheaper? Is it truly cheaper to build a robot to handle coffee machines than it is just to build an all-in-one coffee machine?
It might be.
I don't know.
I guess if you're going to use this for like a commercial location, I could see the benefit, because then you don't have to hire a multicolored hair barista with a college degree.
Okay. Maybe it's because you can use the facilities that are already there.
Yeah.
Just plop it on and it works. Okay.
I could see that. The robotic mixologist. So a bartender. Again. Commercial use. I feel like something like this could make a splash in like a higher tech area, a college scene, tech school kind of place.
Maybe,
but you wouldn't
in a place to where cost efficiency is more important, but so many people like a bar because it has a person as a bartender. So I agree with it'd be a completely different atmosphere.
Yeah. The autonomous wheel that transforms objects into robots. Oh, so it's the cube from Transformers. Okay. a moving what? Box that
that's literally not, the that's damn near that fucking gonk droid from Star Wars. Like, why Gonky, do we just keep copying Star Wars? Can we stop? Jesus.
Yeah, art imitating life, imitating art. And a robot that can beat you at chess.
Yeah, well,
that's not hard. So, but yeah, that was the dive down the CES rabbit hole. So,
the part that's concerning, this does come with our other episodes, the amount of just the lower level service jobs that interact with people they're trying to get rid of with this stuff. And don't get me wrong, we're all about like people should get marketable skills and be able to do something. But that being said, man, the amount of people they'd put out of business, the amount of people that wouldn't have jobs because of something like that, I don't think it's worth it. I feel like there's some jobs you have to have people at. You know,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the phrase I always use is at the end of the day, somebody has to clean the toilet. And sure, right. It's not glamorous, but like someone has to serve the coffee and the drinks and, you know, there are jobs that are always in demand. You get rid of those.
So speaking of being replaced, I want to put these little guys on screen here. Sintra AI, these little AI helpers, they actually can take jobs. They are fully capable of taking jobs from people at this point right now. Tech-based, computer-based jobs that would be done by humans can be handled by these guys.
What's Sintra crazy? You go. My bad.
Sintra.ai/X, if you guys want to check that out. It's terrifying and it's cost effective. So there you go.
Yeah, because for about $100 a month, you can get somebody that handles customer support, the data analysis, business development, social media management, email marketing, personal coaching, recruiters, copywriters, e-commerce, sales manager, SEO specialist, and virtual assistants. And the thing is, it's not like it's just literally one instance of it. It could be multiple. It could take over not only just, 12, 14 people's jobs, but also multiples of that. There's a lot of small to medium-sized businesses you could run with a team like that with just a few people overseeing.
Yeah.
So businesses that used to have 20 or 30 people as part of like an admin staff could be gone.
Just run with little AI bots. And the cost expenditure, let's say it's $100 for each.
No, it's $100 a month for the whole thing.
For the whole package.
Yeah. If you click buy now on that.
You can't hire a freaking college flunky for that for a month.
You can't hire them for $100 a day.
No.
And that's one person.
Yeah.
So what's scary is the more people that use this, the better it's going to get. So yeah, eventually
it's going to learn.
Yeah. So the weird thing is like, sure, it might not be great now, but give it a few years. Once it learns and figures this stuff out, holy, and it figures out what learns and what doesn't. What right. The part that scares me
now
is if you hold guys,
on, let me just kind of interject. Mm-hmm. This is where I talk about, mm-hmm. This is why I called the episode, The Dark Trinity. Mm. You okay. Have little AI helpers like this. And mm-hmm. Like you said, they're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the powered backing of a quantum system and then stick them into a good functional fluid based robotic system.
Oh,
what do you have? What do you have? You have a human replacement.
Yeah.
Right there. And the robots that are coming to market cost upwards of about $150,000 for the really good ones. What's that for a human salary? Couple years pay,
yeah,
on like the upper mid range,
yeah, on the average.
Right there's your OS, yeah. $100 a month. You can lease that shit. They're going to have these things to the point where it's going to be a lease like a house. And once mass production starts, they're going to be affordable enough to be about the price of a car. But there'll be a long term lease. So it won't be a 5-year deal. It'll be like a 15 or 20-year deal so that more people can do it. And you're only going to be paying $400 a month, if that.
What's crazy, too, I bet you how this is going to go down. is every shop is going to have a certain amount of the physical robots, and it's just going to download into that robot whatever's needed at that time to deal with a person. And everything else is going to stay digital behind the scenes. We'll have like a local server for that business where most of these operate out of. And the idea is of like, hey, if they need a recruiter in person to deal with the hiring process, great. It downloads into the AI bot or downloads into the bot that's there
right.
for that 10 o'clock meeting. It shows up, you show up, you do the interview with that robot, and then it uploads or downloads or whichever to the server, and it deals with that. That way you can have a couple of physical assets as employees and everything else digital. There's going to be a lot of businesses where you don't even need a person.
Yeah.
Imagine also things like a lot of scientific areas and a lot of other exploration areas, or in the case of just watching over labs, facing pharmaceutical place industries and whatnot, even industrial areas.
This is very quickly, a lot of jobs go away.
A lot of jobs that are simplified, they could be wiped out 5 to 10 years from now once this is adopted and once the laws support it. That's my big worries. I think there's a lot of laws that will support it, and there are countries like China and India where they will instantly go along with this.
Well, yeah, because neither of those countries have any kind of real human rights laws.
Yeah. So will it come to America? I don't know. But I feel like America, weirdly, is going to be a savior in a lot of ways, but we're going to have some epic economic problems coming up because we'll be one of the few countries, us in Europe will be one of the few that has laws on this stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess my bigger problem is, too, what's going to happen to countries like Africa and India and China, where what happens when the preference becomes for these AI bots because of efficiency and costs? What happens when taxes go up and the operating costs have to be so low to make a profit that you say, you have to stick with AI and that's it? That's the only way to run the shop. That's the only way to run that, the cafe or anything else. They raise taxes because so few people are working, so they need more money from the businesses that are there. This might be an endless cycle. So, good news, for us in the Western world, it might not be terrible. But this is going to get out of hand so quickly. Especially, we have to look at research, too, and the field of science and everything, and data analysis. There are so many people that are going to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why would you pay a senior data analyst like $200,000 or $300,000? In the tech sector, I see that all the time. Mm-hmm. Why would I pay them when I can lease out a quantum computer for a week and have all my reports done that takes a year?
Exactly.
And then have it organized because, by again, one of these
keep
guys.
In mind, with quantum computers, it's not a I can do this sequentially type of operation.
Yeah.
It doesn't line up 1,000 operations to do one after the other. It's I can do all these at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what makes the quantum computers so fucking powerful. So yeah, that is the dark trinity. We have the upcoming AI, we have the improved robotics, we have the quantum backed computing power to run all this. They're going to start putting this shit into the same space, and everything you just said. Call me conspiracy theorist, call me Alex Jones, I don't care. I think it's going to come to pass.
That's why we have to make laws about this stuff and really get our leaders talking about this.
Yeah,
because
none of these old fuckers in Congress or the Senate understand this crap.
It doesn't affect them. They'll be dead.
They barely understand how to use the phones that they use every day.
Yeah. What do you mean? Wipe a server like what? Cleaning it with bleach? Yeah. Hillary Clinton, you sack of shit. Fucking. Right. No. It's unfortunate, I hate to say it, because most of our politicians are so old, they don't care, it's not their problem.
Yeah.
They'll be long gone by the time this is any sort of consequence. Because this is what's really concerning is it's not that this is going to be a big problem in 10 years. Because sure, we're going to start to see it. It's going to be, will your grandkids be able to get a job? Will they be able to do anything?
Right.
Or will it be UBI and everybody just kind of lives? Is that going to be the problem? this can go down a dark road very quickly, because the problem is when you live in a world where, again, I'm very pro-capitalism as a person, but when capitalism is flipped to the point to where everything becomes so expensive and taxes are so high, the only way to be profitable is to use robotics and AI, all of a sudden now the entire system collapses.
Yeah.
And now everybody's in poverty. Congratulations.
Right.
So,
and it's, I mean, we've all seen dystopian movies. Ready Player One. Yeah, that was a glorious VR movie.
Yeah.
But outside of VR, the world sucked. I don't think that's what we really want to move towards. I do want to move towards that level of VR.
Oh, yeah.
I like VR.
Oh, same.
I will say that with the improvements to AI and the computing side, I think that the digital upload will become a reality eventually.
That might be the savior of the whole thing.
Yeah. So our second episode, the digital afterlife, that actually could come to pass as a way to get away from all of this. Yay. All you have to do is just die and you get away from the crap world. You can go live in a digital fantasy.
I can't wait to see the billboards. Would you like to live? Then you should fucking die.
Oh God. It's going to replace the hell is real billboards down in Southern Ohio.
Hell, if you're reading this, hell is real. Come join us in heaven. It's good. Oh. There's so many ways my brain is going with that. What I will say is I think the best, most realistic idea of how that's going to go, just watch the series Upload. I'm so glad you turned me on to that show, because it was so good. But yeah, just look at Upload or anything else like that. That's the way it's going to go. It might take a long time for us to get there, but it seems inevitable. I don't know about you guys, but like,
yeah,
unless we stop it.
Yeah, unless it's stopped dead in its tracks, I think that with the impending arrival of the singularity, which on our Discord, I had linked to an article from Popular Mechanics.
Now, before you get too involved in it, would you like to explain to the listeners what a singularity is?
Let me get the actual definition. Because I don't want to misquote
it.
It's essentially the merging of humanity with technology.
But you're talking true artificial intelligence, not layers and layers of algorithms and everything. You are talking the true, I guess, conception of life on a digital level.
Yes. So the singularity is a hypothetical scenario where technological growth, more or less an AI, becomes uncontrollable and irreversible, leading to unforeseen and potentially catastrophic consequences for humanity.
Yes.
So the merging of the biological with the technological, literally we have to live as cyborgs to survive. Mm. That is the singularity.
It's possible.
I think
what's going to happen here, you're going to have other countries like China, for example, or Russia that are going to try to rush this, and they're going to cause a lot of issues.
I could see that.
Because that's really the name of the game. The first country to be able to merge AI in their military successfully, you basically are the rulers of the roost at this point. You kind of own everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if they're able to pull that off, there's nothing they can't achieve.
That's why I truly think those drones flying over the East Coast were just an AI test.
I could see that. That's why we weren't allowed to shoot them down.
Yeah, and also that's why, if you notice, they weren't big enough really quite to have a pilot in them, and they weren't behaving like they're actually piloted by people.
Yeah.
No. Because that's one of the most difficult things ever, is teaching AI how to correctly fly something, especially something that has three axes like that. You know?
But yeah. So the singularity, it's now predicted, will arrive sometime in 2026.
That's, we got a year.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying.
A year and some change, you know. Yeah. If you want to be, if you want to be positive, 2026 goes till, you know, December 31st.
Okay. Yes. We have a year and a half. Max. Maximum. Yeah. We have a year and a half. Yeah. No. Like I really hope we're wrong about this stuff. I really do.
Uh-huh.
I know this isn't intended to be like a doom and gloom podcast. Like, I know that's not our intention. But
we're not shooting to be doom and gloom and conspiracy and anti-government, anti-life, but we're trying to just point out things that get overlooked by the everyday media and stuff. And
it's stuff that nobody's talking about. And I don't understand this. Like I consume a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of stuff. That's what I do. Like whenever I'm on Discord or hanging out or playing games or whatever, if I'm not like actively talking to people, I have something going on one of my monitors and I'm just kind of listening.
Uh-huh.
I see nobody talking about this stuff. They only look at it in the positive way because they're so wrapped up in the coolness of it.
Yeah. And let's be fair. This shit is fucking awesome. If it's applied properly, that's what worries me, that it won't be, because I understand humanity.
Also, not for nothing, when has technology ever been issued and it's ran absolutely perfectly with no glitches or hiccups or problems ever?
Never.
God help us the day that Microsoft releases, oh yeah, your new home health aid robot with new AI singularity technology. It's like, great, this thing is going to rip my dick off. That's great. That's the first thing it's going to do. It's going to say, hi, sir. It will say, no, it's ma'am. It says, okay, then rips that off. I don't know. It's going to do something bad.
No, vice versa.
Vice versa.
My files say you're ma'am. No, it's sir.
Exactly.
What
yes.
About now?
Processing.
Looks like you're a ma'am to me.
Cue, what was it, Short Circuit? Need input?
Fucking love Short Circuit, man.
That's
underrated
a classic.
As hell. I love that movie.
That is a classic that I wish more people had watched that.
Right.
Great family movie. I enjoyed that. That was always a classic. But no, yeah. that what scares me even more is the idea of having these robots and everything watching you all the time, listening to everything, be able to filter everything. And then eventually you have not only no sense of privacy, but they will video everything you ever do, listen to everything you ever say, and all that information can easily be accessed, categorized, filed, and utilized for or against you.
And not for nothing. So we already have AI that can do video, the deep fakes really well. So what's to say somebody doesn't just start making deep fakes of more prominent leaders, more prominent entertainers, everyday citizens, and just start flooding the interwebs with all kinds of shit?
I've said this for a while. You could do that to turn an entire country against people. All you have to do is 100%. Make an AI video of someone like Putin doing something very illegal to like a child or something. All of a sudden, the entire country goes into
up in flames.
Yeah. And it'd be like that. It'd be something you could make in 10 minutes. But then I bet you the FBI and CIA are already working on that. I'll tell you that one. But that's what's scary, though, is imagine if you cross the U.S. government and they say, oh, we'll just release a video of you doing coke.
Right.
Just oh yeah, you're cheating on your wife or your husband or whatever. Your career's gone. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. Post that everywhere. Granted,
done.
We don't know if that hasn't been done already before. It's very possible, but just not using AI. We're just using computers and everything else, and just graphics and whatever. But with AI, it could be instantly accessible to almost anybody and totally believable.
Yeah. And like I said, it's getting better. The Will Smith eating spaghetti videos, I think, are the new gold standard. A few years ago, they were absolutely atrocious.
What do you mean?
You can look them up. You can look them up. They're videos of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Years ago, obvious AI. They were terrible. They were glitchy. The spaghetti melded with his arms or whatever.
What your search history is that you searched up Will Smith eating spaghetti AI video? Is that?
You don't want to see my search history.
Well, it's the first thing that comes up if I do Will Smith AI. What?
Yeah. So there's a progression where it shows like the videos have gotten better over the years. The newest one, you cannot distinguish.
What the fuck? Oh, the 2023 one is a fucking nightmare. Holy Jesus. Okay, that is the stuff of nightmares. Also, why has this not been turned into memes? Oh my god, this is the funniest thing I've seen though in terms of memes.
Right.
What the fuck? What?
Uh-huh. So yeah, if anybody's interested, go look up Will Smith eating spaghetti AI video. Because the new one, it's almost impossible to tell that it's not really him.
Like,
feel free to link that in the Discord, man.
Yeah, that...
It's terrifying.
The first ones? Jesus fucking Christ, that is like...
They're nightmare fuel.
Yeah, I just threw that in the general chat right now because, dear God. Jesus Christ. I am blown away by that. How have we not spoken about this before?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Do they have a 2025 follow-up from that?
I believe they're going to.
Top comment on that. This is what people meant when they say creepypasta.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, I highly recommend the Discord. Watch that, because that's... But even so, like, how we... I know it's a learning program, I get it, but we have made so much progress in such a short amount of time. Again, humans, we're very good at that.
Uh-huh. But
boy, is it fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So... If they can fake Will Smith eating spaghetti, they can basically fake anything they want to be seen. The other day, I sent you a music video. We'll go ahead and plug that. The FAFO video, Fuck Around and Find Out, completely AI generated.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not the absolute most fluid and best, but it's pretty fucking good. Beefy, muscular AI Trump. Beefy, muscular AI Vance and Elon and Uncle Sam.
It was funny. It was entertaining.
It's a funny, entertaining video, but there were a few snippets with AI Biden, mm-hmm. Obama, mm-hmm. Pelosi, Warren. Is it Soros or?
I believe it's Soros. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. My God, dude. It's insane. So literally, that whole little tirade for the past few minutes, the AI video generation capabilities have gotten to a point where if you do not know exactly what to look for in a video, you can be tricked. So take it upon yourself to just spend a few minutes learning how to look for the flaws in videos to see what is AI generated and what's not.
Not only that, but also I hate as a small government guy, I hate to ask this, but I think we need to pressure our politicians to make it so legally you have to disclose whether any piece of media used AI in it. In either its creation or development or production. I think that needs to be disclosed, especially if it's video or photography.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If it's any kind of a malicious video, they're not going to disclose it. So.
Oh yeah. But then I think at least people would be able to suss out a lot of stuff online. If it had that disclosure, because then you could make it. So basically it's the media company's responsibility to look that up. And if you don't look that up, you're at fault, whatever, basically. But yeah. Because you could argue that, well, that's nobody's actual property if that's AI. So there is a way around it. I don't like it. Don't get me wrong. because you could say, oh yeah, people should be responsible. It's like, well, yeah, but not for nothing. You could make enough AI videos to swing an election and.
Oh, 100%.
And that's it. You could
not only swing an election.
Yeah.
Overthrow a small country.
Oh yeah. You could absolutely overnight. I could do anything I wanted to with that stuff.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you take a small, less developed country where they're not going to have powerful desktops, but they're going to have a lot of, you know, smaller devices where it's harder to tell quality. Buddy.
Put it this way. Give me a powerful enough AI, I can overturn Sri Lanka in a week or two.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
For legal reasons, this is a joke. We are not actually doing this. The Now We Consume podcast has nothing to do with anything that happens in Sri Lanka. Absolutely not. Legal disclaimer. We're right. Doing no such thing. It's all allegedly. I wish I had that sound bite for allegedly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So.
It's.
Yeah. So I know I'm kind of beating a dead horse, but like I said, it's really not that far of a stretch to say you can see quantum-backed AI in robotic bodies. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Like these guys right here. Where's my hand? Right here. Right,
Terminators.
These little dudes right here. They're right there. Yeah,
Terminator.
Right there. Termies, most of us have seen the movies. It's possible. I think with a singularity potentially a year and a half away, 2030 looking kind of bleak.
So you know what nobody's brought up?
What's that?
Marvel movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they were using that project? The idea was that they were going to send these helicarriers up and start using them to kill people that could possibly commit a crime in the future. They were using this AI algorithm that they had Sola develop, and that's why they were flying them all up in the air. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely. I did like Winter Soldier.
So the whole point of that movie was the idea that, you know, obviously... What was the name of the bad guys that was from the first Captain America with the octopus logo?
Hydra.
Thank you. I know I've been off my Marvel game, guys. But with Hydra, basically they basically SHIELD was basically run by Hydra, and the idea is they were going to send up these helicarriers up into the upper atmosphere, and they were able to use an AI algorithm to look at the history, the family history of every person on Earth. And they identified how many people they were just going to kill instantly when they activated the system that could be potential criminals, mass murderers, rapists, things like that. So what scares me is when you're looking at something like AI with a singularity like that, is that sort of thing coming?
So it was Minority Report with the little floaty balls.
Yes.
Huh.
That was, the way, the underlying plot of the movie that people kind of overlook because it's all about Captain America and Winter Soldier. So,
yeah,
that's what worries me, is if the singularity comes and all that happens, are they just going to say, "Halt, citizen, you have a genetic makeup that is, you know, similar to most criminals. You know, prepare yourself for questioning and screening and yada, yada, yada." You know, or
prepare thine anus.
Yeah, or is it just... Or is it just going to be Judge Dredd where it's like, I am the law, and it just absolutely removes you from existence? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Man, Judge Dredd, there's a dystopian future that we can lean into.
Oh, yeah, Judge Dredd.
I want to build the megacities.
Yeah.
Well, I've been looking at, like, warehouses and just thinking, how many apartments could we shove into there? Retail and commerce in the bottom, apartments above. Yes, sir.
I mean, you definitely can. I think it's just not what most people want.
No, but given the current housing situation.
Dude.
I think you could pull it off.
Dude, in the current housing situation, I saw a condemned house that is like 2,000 square feet on a half acre lot. They're trying to sell it for $800,000.
Oh my God.
And oh, let me tell you, I'm going to use this phrase once because I mean this once. The millennial rage that just stirred up inside of me, thinking how you could sell this absolute pile of shit and say, for the low, low price of $700,000, all you have to do is fix this up.
Anything over a half a million should never be a fixer-upper.
Like, I understand different parts of the country are, like, more expensive or less expensive or whatever, but people wonder why people can't get a start buying a house. It's like, well, yeah. No way. It's insane. Hopefully that's something AI maybe could help with.
You know, maybe.
Designing and building houses in the most cheap and efficient way possible.
Well, there you go. You hire the AI-enabled robots to just start building houses day and night.
Which, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would work. You know what's crazy? I heard there was a company that they're trying to build houses out of foam.
Yeah.
Here's the only problem. They're only charging half of what a regular house would be.
Uh-huh.
My response, motherfucker, if this house is made out of foam, why am I paying you half the money of wood if it's foam? Foam ain't that fucking expensive.
Well, it's, I don't know. I think it's still got a wood frame.
The ones that I saw, they put in rebar. They basically just attach it.
Oh,
they use the rebar like a skeleton.
Yeah. So rebar and foam?
Yeah.
Well, they probably used AI to model it.
Imagine just having AI, like an AI truck shows up, 20 bots get out with a giant foam spray and a rebar laying bot.
God.
And it just fucking builds it overnight. It just, hey, there you go. All right. We need is the wiring and the plumbing and you're good.
Yep.
That I will admit that would be cool.
Yeah.
But it's got to be for a service. Like I said,
there's potential for this stuff to take off and be used positively.
Oh yeah.
You can see the use case for the good. It exists. It's there.
I guess thing will be infrastructure and construction and things like that. But you'd be putting out millions of people out of work. Millions.
Exactly.
So then that revolves around with our other episode we had about UBI, where we discussed about that. Actually, probably a couple of times now.
Yeah.
So
I know we've got it on the board for a whole episode dedicated to UBI. We're probably going to have to do that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to talk about UBI in relation to this topic as well, because it kind of changed it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
In regards to robots and AI taking over your jobs. They took your jobs.
They took your jobs. Everyone back in the pile.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Our world is weird.
Yeah, I think that's why I thrive.
You're merely molded by it. Give the whole Bane speech, but just about being a fucking weirdo.
Yep.
To be fair, our group is a bunch of weirdos, though. I will admit, we are an odd bunch.
We share a brain cell.
We
just never know who has it.
Our tisms tingle together.
Woo 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 woo. Oh, Christ. Well, so to be honest, we actually flew through the majority of this stuff a lot faster than I thought we would.
Yeah.
So we didn't need to go as balls deep into this as I was expecting us to, but.
Well, today's episode was a little more relaxed. It was kind of nice to have it be a little more loosey-goosey, kind of free-flowing.
Yeah. But I do encourage people to take a few minutes and look up the stuff that we talk about, because while we do try to make jokes and make light of a lot of this stuff, please don't underestimate how serious of an issue a lot of this is. and how terrifying it actually could become. Especially when it comes to like the large language models, like your ChatGPT and stuff. That's the stuff that I really think is going to lead to some of the biggest issues that we're going to see, technology wise. Hacker groups, state sponsored type shit. That's where it's going to come from. DeepSeek, we didn't even touch on that.
Mm.
The Chinese based AI that's putting ChatGPT through the floor. Fucking essentially started a market crash on our end. With that having been tied up and initially it was censored. Because if you tried to ask it about like the Tiananmen Square massacre, it wouldn't give you anything. Mm. It would be like, your search results are unavailable. That was hilarious. When that first came out, I told my kids, do not put this thing on your phone. It is going to the Chinese servers.
Of course.
They're doing data scraping. They're doing data collection. 100%. That single query proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was 100% true. That they are tied to the Chinese servers.
Oh, yeah. And they're just hoping for one wrong person to download it. That's what people need to understand with this stuff, with any AI stuff, any application, and anything. It's the average person owning it isn't going to change anything. Right. If you're just a regular person, it doesn't mean anything to you. Because really...
They don't want those people to
You're not it. The product. They're looking for somebody higher up in the government, security clearance, all that stuff, integrates with, you know... Or interfaces with top secret, top clearance stuff, whatever, or has access to make decisions. They're the people they're looking to target or get information, anything on. Anything that could lead to password information, where they go, how they get their information, that kind of stuff. So good news is for us regular people, we really can't be hurt using it. Other than just let your passwords get out there out in the open, you know, or your personal information.
Right.
But they're not looking for you.
No.
If they're looking for you, you've probably already had a security briefing on it. You're probably already aware.
Yeah. You've already fucked up to the point where you should just not be using devices at that point. But no, they're looking for information that they really don't need to have access to, because again, all they do is take and modify. And we've talked on that before. DeepSeek is going to be an issue. Whatever answer comes out next to DeepSeek, whether it's just another version of ChatGPT that's less expensive, runs more efficiently, I don't know. But the cybersecurity issues and risks are just growing and growing every day. I talked about this, one or two episodes ago. Keep stuff offline. More and more, just keep your information offline as best you can. Our world functions on the online stuff, but holy shit. Just start getting stuff offline as much as you can.
Yeah.
Especially with the quantum-backed shit, because security is going to become a thing of the past.
I'm telling you, it's going to be switching to all in-person stuff at some point.
You're not wrong.
It's the only way. I'm telling you, we've enjoyed the era, the golden age, of being able to buy stuff online and pay for stuff online. Mm-hmm. Give it another 4 to 6 years when all the stuff becomes readily available. Every place is going to say, we can no longer do online business. You have to come to the store.
Or it'll be so locked down, it'll just be like a blockchain.
Yeah.
AI-controlled blockchain at that.
Oh, then we enter the AI wars, and that's going to be...
Quantum AI-controlled blockchain. God.
Oh, God.
You have to make the purchase before you buy the product.
What am I, a fucking time traveler? That doesn't work. What? You have to make the purchase before you buy the product? Jeez, what?
Look up quantum entanglement.
Oh, God. So I have to then go into the future, buy the product, go in the past, and then buy the product.
To pay for it. Yes.
I fucking hate this reality. I blame Harambe. This fucking sucks.
This timeline sucks.
Yeah, that's fucking gorilla. The fuck.
Yes.
I blame CERN.
Yeah, it's all their fault. 2012, goddammit. The timeline split. So, I guess we'll...
Can we do an episode on that, on Mandela effects?
Oh, Mandela effects? Yeah, fuck yes.
The only reason I like to say that on the stream is because the amount of times we brought up good topics to do and then both of us fucking forget.
I've been writing them down and I added to our running log.
Okay, thank you.
So, yes, Pip did a good thing.
Thank you. I appreciate you picking up my slack the last few weeks.
Dobby do good. Dobby has been given a sock, but it's all squishy and dripping with white stuff.
Make him stop. Please, just make it stop.
All right, so I guess we'll start to close up shop here. Final thought on this stuff. I'll leave you with this. AI systems can generate false statements, either unintentionally due to limitations in their data training, or intentionally, as some AI systems have learned to deceive in certain contexts. Let that sink in, folks. The computers can and will now lie to us. Fucking yay. What a time to be alive, huh?
You know, I'm going to be really pissed in the future when I put my fucking bagel in the toaster and it tells me to go fuck myself. I don't know. I feel like that's inevitable. I can't do that, Dave. Bitch, I own you. What do you mean? Sorry, Dave. You have to lose 5 more pounds before you're allowed a bagel. Fuck you. You're right. You son of a... You're right, though. But
ownership is slavery, Gibbs.
If I have to ask for consent from a fucking toaster, I'm going to lose my goddamn shit. I'll have to tell you. I am going to lose my mind. Are you kidding me? No.
You didn't say please, Gibbs.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, that's when you know the world has gone too far when I'm having an argument with my fucking toaster at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. You're like, oh, you want consent? Do you want me to get the fucking lube too? Jesus. Oh, I don't know. I would lose my mind. But the thing is, we think this is a skit, but this might become a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. It's literally like on that verge of, is this comedy? Is this reality? And it's terrifying either way you go.
I hope you all realize somebody's going to make a sentient toaster or microwave or oven.
I go back to Futurama again.
Yeah.
Everything in that show is computerized. Even the coffee mugs.
There's a, did you ever play Fallout New Vegas?
No, I didn't.
So there's this really funny DLC basically where there is a mad scientist that made all of the appliances in his home AI. And the toaster.
Tell me his name was Farnsworth.
No, it was no. This was. I think the DLC came out in like 2013 or 2012. So it was after a little bit of Futurama, but the toaster just wants to watch the world burn. My favorite one is Muggy. He's a robot that is obsessed with collecting and cleaning coffee mugs because the scientists always wanted a clean coffee mug. So it's just the robot that followed you around that was absolutely like almost on drugs. Like, do you have a mug for me? Where's the mug? Can I clean it? Can I use it? Do you want to have a mug? Oh, do you forget? Do you have a mug? It was weird. But the problem becomes, God forbid that becomes an actual thing in your kitchen. Imagine an AI toilet. That's going to go wrong on AI bidet. Fucking told you, no, bitch, I ain't taking your shit today and just fucking scratch you with water or something. Or, you know?
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's gonna get weird.
Or the ever popular, what is my purpose? You pass butter. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, we had to get there, our third butter plate this week. The other two of them just off themselves.
Yeah. The robot that just brings you the butter.
The old butter bot.
Yep.
Any weird thought too? What's going to happen? Like, let's just say four or five generations from now, when they have AI like appliances, they pass down from generation to generation because it's been in the family.
Oh, because they don't break.
Yeah. Because they can fix themselves.
Self-repairing appliances. Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be great, unfortunately, unless that has an attitude. Have to deal with it. Or vice versa. Maybe they just have a house that repairs itself, that you basically rent the house. Uh-huh. And every appliance and everything can talk.
Hey, that goes back to where we were talking about you own nothing and be happy about it.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's all interconnected.
Uh-huh. Yep. Again, we do these episodes in no real order, but they seem to interconnect, and it's terrifying.
Every episode, I get a little bit more aware of my mortality. That's
wait till you're older.
I don't like that. That's not yeah. The answer I was looking for. That does not spark joy.
No, it does not spark joy. This does not bring warmth and happiness. No.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think we can go ahead and wrap it up for the night, unless you got something else to add in.
No, nothing other than I am slightly terrified, but like, let's see where things go.
I mean, come on, singularity. Remember, there's no fate but what we make.
All I can tell people is just have a marketable skill and have a job that you can't be easily replaced like a robot. Like, I am happy with uh-huh. mine. You cannot hire a robot yep. to do my job. So, yeah. Mine would be tough. Mine would be tough. Like, it's possible. If you can replace my job with a robot, I think most people would already be out of work at that point.
Well, you said that they've got interferometry scanners that can detect the problems, like with your mouth. Why can't that be applied to a car?
True, but it's also getting the parts, and it's also talking about... So, long story short for everybody at home, like, I run an automotive shop. So, like, the thing is, like, there's also the billing process. There's, like, how do you price things out? What parts do you use? What quality? What type?
That's option. Numbers. AI can do numbers.
Yeah, but you also have to understand, like, what brands do better and why, and which techs prefer certain types of brands and why, and which brand kind of works better with what brand. So it does depend. Like, sure, technically. So
more numbers.
Yes, but it's not always consistent. That's the thing. Yeah. And also, if you think about shipping time and when does the customer want it, how long is it going to take to install things? Like, sure, it is technically possible, but that's far more complicated than here's your fries.
Oh, yeah.
And so I do feel like that would be like, sure, it would be harder to make a robot that's an electrician than my job, but if you're already replacing other jobs before mine, that's like probably a third of the population is out of work at that point. And we will have sorted out UBI at that point, because it would be inevitable. It'd be required. So yeah, that's really it for me. That's welcome to the world that we live in.
What a time to be alive.
You know, I'm kind of jealous of other generations that, like, had stuff to look forward to.
Yeah. What do we have to look forward to? Possibly just dying to get away from it all. yeah.
That goes back to my previous comment of, is it can't wait to die so you can hope to live or something like that?
Uh-huh.
God.
Yeah, that's great.
Fucked up.
So yeah, I guess we'll just push the socials and
absolutely
check out the Discord.
Yeah, definitely join the Discord.
You know, we did get a new join on the social or on the Discord.
Hi,
hi,
new person.
What was their name?
Give them a shout out.
Yeah, it won't show me on streamer mode.
Oof. Let me see.
K something.
Hold on. We're working on it.
He's off.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Working on it. Close shirt.
Work faster, close damn
shirt.
It.
Close shirt.
Yeah.
Close shirt. Yeah.
That guy.
Oh yeah. Thank you for joining. Appreciate
person.
It.
Person. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but that person.
Thank you for joining. We really appreciate it.
Hello and thank you for joining us.
You know, appreciate it always. But yeah, just definitely make sure you guys, you know, join the Discord. We do have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. A lot of that, by the way, for TikTok. Lack of posting is on me. I have been literally for the work and home stuff. I've been busy from like 7 a.m. until 8 or 9 at night. So it's just been one of those fucking weeks. So
this week has sucked, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been, we were even recording this at a different time because my schedule for tomorrow doesn't allow our usual recording time. Don't you love being an adult and having to adult and do things?
Yay. Adulting.
Yay. Non-consensual responsibilities.
Woo. Yeah.
But yeah, I wish you guys join those. Definitely hit us up on those. And
we do try to be active and responsive. So there's that.
Well, it will be more going forward because I think at work I'm actually going to have like a they're doing some construction to finally give me my own like the proper office space. So I'll actually not be like crammed in next to someone. I have my own like physical and I'll have two monitors at work. Cause let me tell you, having three or four at home and only having one at work makes you feel like you're blind. It's like I'm missing an eyeball. It fucking annoys me. So right. I'll be able to have those, and I have my phone mount stand, and I have my iPad. So I'll be way more. I'll be able to in between stuff, be able to make posts and do stuff, and it'll be a lot easier. Thank God.
Excellent. But
I appreciate people having patience with that.
Yeah. But all right. As always, we thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Hanging out with us.
Appreciate the love we've gotten so far.
Yeah, we're getting
anything else, Gibbs?
Yeah, I know we're quickly on the road to 1,000 views.
So, yeah, we're getting there.
That's not bad.
I think the shorts that we get will help because that seems to be the more popular method of entertainment these days because nobody has an attention span very, very long.
Ah, what? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, shorts and stuff to come. But we did break 700 downloads, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I did not think we would hit that anytime by this point, so thank you guys. Seriously, we do appreciate y'all. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Catch us next week. I do not have the topic yet, but we'll post it. And if we don't, then you'll see it live.
It'll be a surprise.
It might be a surprise to us. But all right, you guys, thanks again for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.